I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest area news on KJAN. A representative with the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund says the fund recently donated $7,000 to the Atlantic Fire Department to assist them in purchasing an updated thermal imager. Melanie Petty said they were happy to help the fire department purchase such an important piece of equipment and look forward to supporting them in the future. Petty adds that they appreciate what our volunteer fire department does for all of us each and every day and are thankful that so many dedicate their time to serving our community. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese accepted the check from the Fredrickson Fund representatives Grant Petty, Darren Petty, and Lana Fredrickson. A trio of area school district boards of education are slated to hold separate meetings this evening. The Griswold School Board will gather at 5:30 at the Central Office Boardroom. On their agenda, under Old Business, is an update on district facility improvement projects and action on various board policies. Additional action will be taken with regard to specifications for a lift bus and early retirement policy. In Oneida, the CAM School Board will meet in the High School Media Center beginning at 7 p.m. on Monday. Discussion and/or action items on their agenda include a report from Snyder & Associates, a school budget review committee application, open enrollment applications, a resignation, and superintendent goals. And in Elkhorn, the EHK School Board will meet at 7 o'clock tonight in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school. New business on their agenda consists of suggested changes to the early retirement package, matters pertaining to a phone system, bus cameras on all buses, approval of an agreement with the Atlantic Community School District for special education, approval of the Iowa Association of Drug and Alcohol Testing Program for bus drivers' drug testing, and approval of the certified annual report. Police in Omaha are warning area residents of a text scam promising a $1,000 gift card from retail store Target. Police say Target has nothing to do with the text, which seeks to have the recipient enter personal information on a website. The text says recipients can or have won $1,000 from Target and that the receiver signed up for the contest. Omaha police say Target officials are working to have the Target name removed from the bogus website. Residents of Sioux City could be seeing a lot more bicyclists on the road next spring. The city is planning to add more than 80 miles of bike paths in an effort to become a Blue Zone city. The path would connect to existing trails in the city. As part of the project, nearly 300 signs would go up across town to alert drivers of the new biking areas, including bike lanes. The project is estimated to cost about $10,000, but that money would come from groups outside the city. Today, the Sioux City Council will review the routes to see where bike lanes could be added. If approved, the work could begin early next year. The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau is helping to coordinate a Thanksgiving holiday enforcement project beginning today and running through Sunday. Bureau Chief Patrick Hoy says additional law officers will be on the road this week monitoring motorists with special emphasis on seatbelt use.
Iowa does have one of the highest seatbelt compliance rates in the nation. We're right at 94%. But unfortunately, we're seeing a large percentage of our fatalities not buckled up.
While 94% of Iowans are buckling up, around 37% of the fatal crashes in the state involve motorists who are not wearing seatbelts.
We see that time and time again, that with our fatality rate, there is a very high percentage of those involved in the fatality accidents that are not buckled up.
There were 363 fatalities from traffic crashes in Iowa last year, a 66-year low, but 115 victims were not wearing a seatbelt. Hoy said the state is on track to record more traffic fatalities this year.
We are currently five above where we were a year ago, so it's obviously not the direction that we want to see. Obviously, that's the intent of all of the emphasis on enforcement is to drive down the fatality rate.
Iowa seatbelt law took effect in 1985. The fine for failing to buckle up can top $125. If you plan to hit the road for the upcoming holiday, you'll have plenty of company. Rose White at AAA Iowa says about 9 in every 10 travelers surveyed plan to drive to visit family and friends to feast on a big turkey dinner.
AAA projects about 43.6 million Americans will journey 50 miles or more away from home during the Thanksgiving holiday period, and that reflects an increase of less than 1% over last year. Now, this marks the fourth consecutive year AAA has reported a growing number of holiday travelers for this particular holiday.
The survey finds 90% of Thanksgiving travelers will be going by car, about 7% by air, and the rest will travel by other means, including rail, bus, and ship. And if your trip involves a hotel stay or renting a car, cost could become an issue.
Hotel rates are relatively flat compared to last year's holiday, but car rental rates are up 27%. Weekend daily car rental rates will average $47 compared to $37 reported last year. Since many families rent larger vehicles for long-distance drive vacations, we do encourage you to book as early as possible for both the Thanksgiving as well as the Christmas holiday period.
Gasoline prices are close to where they were last Thanksgiving, but White says that's only because they've dropped considerably in recent weeks.
The national average price of gasoline is expected to range between $3.25 to $3.40 a gallon. As since early October, fuel prices have declined nearly 40 cents a gallon, but more here in the Midwestern states of Iowa and Nebraska.
The statewide average price is around $3.31 a gallon, and that's 13 cents below the national average. Elsewhere in state news, bills that would decriminalize marijuana and would approve its medical use may be headed for the Iowa legislature. State Representative Bruce Hunter told the Des Moines Register that he's preparing a bill on decriminalizing pot possession as long as those caught with marijuana weren't selling it. The Democrat also said he'll reintroduce a medical marijuana bill, and State Senator Joe Bolcom says he'll seek co-sponsors in the coming session for his medical marijuana measure. Governor Terry Branstad has said that he'll veto bills that would legalize marijuana for any use. Voters in Colorado and Washington State approved ballot measures earlier this month that let adults age 21 and over to possess a small amount of marijuana under state regulation and taxation. State Democrats have chosen Dubuque Senator Pam Yoakum to become Iowa's next Senate president. Yoakum will succeed retiring Senator Jack Kibbe, a Democrat from Emmitsburg. The Senate president presides over the chamber and issues rulings on whether amendments to bills are germane. Yoakum served 16 years in the Iowa House before being elected to the Senate in 2008. The 26 Democrats who make up the Iowa Senate's incoming majority reelected Senator Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs to remain the majority leader. And Florida Senator Marco Rubio was in Iowa this past weekend, warning that the world will devolve into a darker and more violent place if Republicans capitulate to President Obama's demand to raise taxes on the wealthy. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Rubio is the first of what will be a long parade of potential 2016 presidential candidates making their way to Iowa. Rubio described himself as a limited government conservative who supports free market capitalism.
If America declines, if the power of our example is dimmed, what takes its place? The answer is nothing takes its place. And your children and grandchildren will inherit not just a diminished country, they'll inherit a diminished world, darker and harder, probably more violent than it's been in a long time. What's at stake here is not just our country. It's the way life is on this planet.
Rubio spoke at a Saturday evening fundraiser for Republican Governor Terry Branstad, helping the five-term governor collect over $500,000 for a likely 2014 campaign for a sixth term. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And finally in the news, Iowa and Nebraska are turning down different paths to comply with the federal health care law. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad said Friday that his administration will continue to work on a state-based exchange, but he left open the possibility of defaulting to a federal program. In Nebraska, Governor Dave Heineman declared the state-based exchange too expensive and told the federal government to build one for his state. The different approaches reflect a broader struggle among Republican governors who now have to submit to a law they feverishly oppose. Both governors insist that they're making a good faith effort to follow the law despite a lack of guidance from the federal government. The Democrats from both states say the governors haven't done nearly as much as they could have to prepare. And that is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.